Welcome back to our Nail Your Offer System, how to name, claim, and sell your coaching, training, or service. So excited to have you here and for the work that we are doing together. This is Module 2, Part 1, Communicating Your Offer. And I like to call this the Discover Your Offer Workshop. Now, in order to get the most out of this, you will want to download the worksheets from the same page where you found this webinar. So go ahead and head on over and grab those worksheets now. I want to dive in first with clarifying what is an offer, because there is a difference on our campus of an offer and an irresistible offer. And we're going to be working on both of those within the scope of this program. We need to start with the foundation of your offer in and of itself. And then we'll get to what makes it irresistible as we progress. So, what is an offer? An offer, your offer, is really made up of two distinct parts. There is the outcome or the transformation that you uniquely provide. And then there is the service delivery. Another way to think of that is the way that you provide it. And when you put those together, that outcome or transformation that you provide, plus the way that you provide it, the delivery method, the way you deliver it, that those two things together, like a little math equation, those create what we call your offer, your unique offer in the world. Now, you'll see that I've added a couple of percentages here to show you something that's really important. We're going for our first breakthrough thought here right out of the chute. If you get this one, literally you could pause this and just put this into action and you would see your sales conversion, the number of people who say yes to your work, skyrocket just from this distinction. So when you're making your offer, whether you're talking about the transformation or the outcome you provide, whether it is in written form or you're using words, it does the format, any format. You could be speaking from a stage, you could be on a webinar, you could be writing copy onto an online sales page. But when you are communicating about your offer, that unique transformation or outcome that you provide, you want to put 90% of your weight, your words, your emphasis on the outcome, and only about 10% on the service delivery, on how you're going to deliver that. Now, this is really important because if you start to open your eyes and look through the lens of this distinction, you are going to see that even professionals who've been in the business, let's say, for a long time, well-meaning, heart-centered folks like you and I, they get this backwards, and it is killing the ability for people to say yes to their offer. So how it might sound, for example, is, I'll use my own example, my offer for you to be confident and ready with your irresistible offer, right? When I talk about it, if I talk about, you know, that people will be able to say yes on the spot, you're going to have confidence, you're going to be ready for any situation. Oh, and how we deliver that is we do it through an online program called the Speak to Sell Virtual Bootcamp, right? Or we do it through an online program called the Nail Your Offer System. So you can see that I have 90% of my weight on the outcome and 10% on the service delivery. What most people do is they have a great inspiring conversation all about what's possible. And then when it's time to make their offer, they switch the ratio and they get all into the service delivery. They start talking about, you know, we're gonna have 10 coaching calls and they're gonna be 50 minutes each and we'll meet 3 times a month with the last month off. And I'm gonna send you a 200 page workbook because there are so many exercises I can't wait to share with you. And as a bonus, and we'll get into bonuses later, but I just can't resist. As a bonus, I have interviewed 30 of the most top experts in my field. And I'm gonna give you those interviews. It is over 50 hours of interviews for you to listen to. And I don't know about you guys, if you're starting to pick up what I'm putting down here, but right in this day and age, I think I just lost the sale, right? It's a 200 page workbook and all those coaching and hours. Do I need all that to get your outcome? So if you just pick that up, if you switch your emphasis. You make sure that whenever you make your offer, regardless of the form, and we're going to talk about all the different forms going forward here, but we always want to stay focused 90% on the outcome and 10% on how we deliver that. Right? Another favorite example of mine is people who are doing workshops and seminars, right? Like when you come out to learn from us live, you're going to advance your business. You'll make contacts and get booked and be seen in a bigger way. You're going to be able to really get it in your cells so that you're confident and ready with your offer, right? Oh, and it's a 3-day workshop that is content rich and full of networking. That's my example, right? Of 90-10. So many people, when they get into talking about their workshop, they switch it. They say, oh yes, this is a workshop to help you have the relationship of your dreams. And listen, I mean, this isn't a 9-to-5er. You're gonna get there at 8 a.m. and we go till sometimes midnight. I mean, this thing is so full of information. And we're gonna do exercises and there's a big workbook. We don't even take breaks sometimes because we wanna give you value. So you can count on at least 15 hours a day. and yada, yada, yada about the hotel and, all up into the service delivery. So anyway, you get the point. Focus on the outcome, 90%, 10% service delivery. In fact, here's a really easy way to remember it. Let's just cut to the chase. Remember, they are buying the destination, not the plane. So make sure that you are focusing on that beautiful destination, not on the vehicle that gets them there as much. All right. And listen, when people want that destination, they will ride whatever plane you put out. Is it a workshop? Is it coaching? Is it virtual? When you really want something, you say yes to the plane in order to have that destination. Think about it from your own experience. So an offer, right? It's the outcome plus the service delivery. What it's not, as we begin to work into the worksheets and get into your offer here, is it's not about finding the perfect words for, a 10-word elevator pitch. That is not what we're working on. Although those words will come up with the exercises we're about to do, that is not the big goal, okay? It's not a snappy tagline, although we will be tapping into all kinds of words that you'll be able to use for that. Really what we want to get clarified here is that unique transformation that you provide plus the words to express it. And this matters so much because as you dive into the exercises here, you're gonna see that you can use these words to create everything. I mean, hooky talk titles, the words are going to be there, the words that your ideal clients would use and that they would relate to. Teleseminars or webinar preview call titles, you wanna get people onto your webinars, you're gonna have the words. Sales page words, opt-in page words, right? You're wondering what to put in those Facebook ads. These are the words that are gonna resonate with your ideal client. In fact, really your offer and finding the words to communicate is the foundation for everything related to converting sales. It's what people are really buying from you is the transformation. And you will have the language, powerful language to use, be it on a live stage, online, on the phone, anywhere that you encounter your ideal client. You're also going to see that the work we're going to dive into here in this module becomes the foundation for you to really start valuing your offer so that other people can value it too. So we're going to take some inventory here, right? We really want to take a deep look at what is your offer. What is the transformation or the outcome that clients receive as a result of engaging your service? This is exciting. So I want you to download, if you haven't, the Unique Offer Identifier worksheet for step one from the same page where you found this training video. Go ahead and do that now. What you're going to see here is really our system to help you identify, value, and communicate the unique outcome or transformation that you provide, that 90% that I want you to focus on. So when you get to this worksheet, you'll see that it is using 4 questions that are on the worksheet to make a big list of words and phrases in the voice of your ideal client. So if you've ever channeled, you ever had one of those experiences where you can like almost speak someone else's words, bring that channeling ability here. we want to avoid marketing speak, okay? We are not trying to find the great marketing words. That is actually a way to get the least out of this exercise. And please don't overthink it. Just roll with me here. The goal of this exercise is to do a big brain dump. And, you know, to get the words out, the voice of your ideal client out all over these pages. And, you know, you're going to have to make some assumptions because we are kind of guessing what they'd say. We're channeling them. We're trying to tap into their energy and what we know. And the other thing you're going to need to do is you're going to need to take some credit, even if you're not sure if all the credit belongs to you. So if someone lost 100 pounds and kept it off and you helped them with their mindset, but they also had a fitness coach and a nutritionist, you're going to take all the credit in this exercise for the whole thing, that they lost that weight and kept it off. Okay. Versus, you know, being a little bit more shy and saying, well, it was me, but it was a fitness coach and a nutritionist. No. In this exercise, we're going to be bold. We're going to just make assumptions and take the credit for the sake of getting the words that we want to get. Okay, so it's just a private exercise. The credit police are not going to come around and slap your wrists on this one. Okay, so as you'll see there, the first part is, and this is really important, okay, that you imagine the client or person that you helped that is your greatest success story. Now you notice it says the person. It doesn't say people. It says the person. So this is not a group of clients. This is, or a company. This is one specific person. And if you helped a company, then I want you to really go with the person that you helped within that company. What specific results did that one person, and you know it's a person because they have a name. So they have, write down the first name just to keep you honest here, right there on the worksheet, okay? Write their first name. What specific results did Bob get from working with you? And this is where you want to list their exact, specific, and measurable results for one person. Now, I will say, if you have not been paid for your work, if you've been paid for your work, then pick the client that, boy, if you could just, if you could have 100 of that one person, that would be your ideal business, or 1,000. Like, if I could just take this one person and I could have, you know, 1,000 or 100 just like them, that would be business nirvana. That's who we're looking for, all right? And don't overcomplicate this. I know you have all kinds of questions. What if I help people with different things? We'll get to that. Just pick someone, all right? And again, not a group, one person. What specific results did they get from working with you? And I want you to list their exact results first. So everything you can think of, you know, like the lost 100 pounds and kept it off, they got a raise. Again, you may have to take credit. Maybe they got that raise for all kinds of things that were happening in their life, but that happened while you were working together. Maybe they got their confidence back in relationship. Maybe they met the man of their dreams. Maybe they feel more spiritually connected to their mission. Maybe they, you know, sold their first sale, made their first sale. Maybe they sold a house that had been sitting and, you know, or made money on an investment or set themselves up for financial future, like fill in what you do. And then what happens when you start doing that, and you just do a brain dump, you want to, the more writing, the better on this exercise. What happens after that is you will start slipping into the second question, which is other transformations that happen in their life because of this result. So maybe they got a raise, but it caused them to feel more confident. And then they met, you know, they got like 51st dates, right? Like maybe other good things happened kind of as a, what was that movie called? Collateral beauty, right? As collateral beauty for the other thing that happened in number one. So you want to start listing all that. What else happened in their life? Were they more confident? Did they get off their antidepressants? Did they, you know, decide to up-level their whole wardrobe? You know, did they finally take their dream trip because of what happened in number one? So again, brain dump, get all of that down. Now, this is where we take a turn with number three. And, you know, you may need to pause and give yourself time to do this. And this is important, okay? What do you imagine would have been the cost to them, that client, had they not accepted your offer? Oh, and by the way, if you haven't been paid to help someone, just pick someone you've helped for free. Say, so the best is if you are being paid for it, use a client. Step two, down, you know, the rung down is if you haven't been paid, pick someone that you helped for free, you know, really got great success from your help. And I'd say a rung down from that is if you haven't helped anybody else, but this is, you know, what's in your heart to do to make an offer round is because of a journey that you've had, then use yourself as that client But just try to step outside of yourself. So talk about yourself as if you were someone you helped. Okay, so those are the three possibilities. So what do you imagine would have been the cost to the client, to that person you helped, or, you know, to yourself, if you don't have those first two, had they not accepted your offer? And, you know, don't just default to saying, well, it would have just been the opposite of one and two. They wouldn't have had all those things. I want you to really look at the cost. And I'm talking emotional cost, financial cost. There's always a financial cost attached to things, right? There's an emotional cost of divorce, but there is a big financial cost. There's cost on the children, right? There's a mental cost. There's so many costs. Look at all the costs. And in this one, again, you're going to have to extrapolate a little because remember, we're taking an example of a person who did accept your offer. So like, you know, their little graph on their flowchart, they were heading down and then they accepted your offer and they spiked up. But what if they didn't accept your offer and they kept heading down in the direction that they were going? Where would they be? You know, in many cases, they would have lost their marriage. They would have lost their job. They may have lost their income. And then what would have been the cost to that on their family, their housing, you know, their confidence. And for many of you in the health space, and I know there's a lot of you here, you know, you extrapolate that down and it definitely could have been their mobility. And in so many cases, really, it would have been their life, their life. And so I want you to take it all the way to imagining, had they not gotten your help, and really, remember, we're channeling that one person and, you know, in their words, the best you can, in plain old English, what would have been the cost? What was the cost they were already suffering when they met you? You know, it got them to you in the first place. And those are the three main questions that we want to fill up this page with. And I stuck a fourth one in there just to round things out a little in case there's something on your mind that didn't make it, because we really do want you to just fill up, you know, 1 to 2 pages, because you're going to use these words for everything as we go forward. So again, we're not looking for one little tagline. We're looking for pages of the words of your ideal client. What are the biggest sources of pain, number 4, that your ideal client hungers to solve? So did we miss anything? Again, I just want you to think of that one person though. Okay, this is where you can get a little out of the rails. Just think of that person, list anything, and put a star by the ones that you can solve. You know, those are the ones we're looking for, with your knowledge, your expertise, your experience. All right? So you know, to succeed at this exercise, all I'm looking for you to do is just fill up page 2 and 3 with the answers to these questions, channeling one person that you've helped. If they've paid you, that's great. The next piece of this is to download the offer communication worksheet for step 2 from the same page where you found this training video. Okay? The offer communication worksheet from the same page where you found this training video. And what we're looking to do here is, using your unique offer identifier list, the one that you just made, the big brain dump, look for and list the most powerful words and phrases from those two pages to describe the unique transformation that you provide. So now, you know, you're not channeling them anymore. You're stepping back into you. You're looking back at those 1 or 2 pages that you filled up, answering those questions, and you are kind of like, you're using, there's a feeling part of this. There's a sensitivity to this. You are using those plain English words that you channeled from that client to really, I usually go back and I circle or highlight the ones that pop. They have emotional value, you know, in that you say them. And, you know, like, I remember a gal who worked in the relationship space, and she had all this fancy marketing language, but when she looked at that page, gosh, what were the words? It was, you know, I don't want to invest another 2 years of my life in another failed relationship, you know, is what her ideal client, was investing more years of their life. And that is how people really talk about relationship. They feel they've invested X years of their life into the wrong relationship. And so, you know, imagine in her marketing, if she said, you know, how to stop investing years of your life into the wrong relationship. That is more powerful than any marketing jargon about finding your dream person, the love of your life, your soulmate. I mean, how to stop investing years of your life into the wrong relationship. That's how people talk, and that is what we're looking for, okay? So you want to just use that first worksheet and then transfer words and phrases over that really you can see just nail it, okay? And you can do some switching, turn negatives into positives or positives into negatives if it's helpful. Look for words with emotional impact, as I said, and just listen for the phrases that represent the words that are already circulating in your ideal client's head. Because what we're trying to do here is get a hold of their words, how they're thinking. We're looking for that pillow talk, right? Like, what does someone really say when they roll over and they're worried and they're sleepless and it's 2 a.m. and they roll over to their partner and say, you know, are you awake? You know, they don't say, you know, some marketing phrase about getting the best rates on a home refi. They say, you know, I'm really worried about keeping the house, right? And that is the kind of words that we want to start with to be able to dive into the work that we are unfolding here. Now, again, a couple of questions I usually get. If you're just getting started, it's okay. You know, as I said, if you don't have clients yet, think about one person that you've really helped and go with that one person. Write their name at the top of the page and go. If you have not helped anybody, but you are here because you have had a journey of transforming something in your own life, then use yourself, but step outside of yourself to answer these questions and kind of, you know, work with it as if you are that one client that you would love 100 more of. What if I help each of my clients with something different? This is a really common question. I know that the work that most of you do does touch people in many areas of their life. So that's why I'm asking you to pick one person that you've helped. And you know, it may be that you do mindset work that, you know, or spiritual work that helps people across many categories. If you're willing to do the exercise and follow my advice here and just dive deep with that one person that you'd love 100 more of, a lot of great things are going to come of it. You will see where you can focus more. It will help you in your marketing. And you will see that there are strains, there are threads of transformation, of outcomes that go across all the different ways that you help people. I like to call this the umbrella transformation. And as you work with us, you will see, you know, through this program and, you know, the structures that this program leads to help you actually make that irresistible offer, you will see the umbrella transformation start to emerge. So, you know, if you help people with a lot of different things, pick one and just be on the lookout that it's likely, if you're really willing to dive deep with one person, that there will be a strain of that piece that goes across everything that you do. You know, I came to see it myself, knowing that, you know, I help people in webinars and stage talks and on live stages, on one-on-one sales. But the strain that goes across everything is that people are confident and ready to make that offer, to get an on-the-spot yes. And these words all came from doing this exercise, okay? You've heard me say words, if you've paid attention to any of my marketing, like, are you tired of being the best kept secret in your field? Because when I did this exercise, the client that I channeled, you know, that's what they said, is that, you know, had I not worked with, had they not accepted my offer, they would still be the best kept secret in their field. And I use that in my marketing all the time. So that's what we're looking for. This is very powerful. And as you dive in, I want to leave you with this. You know, some of you may be thinking you don't have something to offer, and it's not true. You all have something to offer. That's why you're here. You know it. You can feel it. You know that you and your offer were meant for more. And, you know, some of you keep perfecting it and working on it, and it's not getting out there. And that's what we are here to transform together on this journey. And you know who you are. I see it all the time. So I know that you are ready to stop having that happen. And so as you dive into this exercise and we move on in the program, I'll leave you with my favorite quote from Maxwell Maltz: a step in the wrong direction is better than staying on the spot all our life. Once you're moving forward, you can correct your course as you go. Your automatic guidance system cannot guide you when you're standing still. So please don't overthink it. Go forward with good enough. Get that pen out, put it to paper, answer these questions, and I'll look forward to seeing you in the next module. Great work. Great work.